Today was the day. The day I go the whole way and do what, to many, is unthinkable. My husband wasn't just at work. He was traveling for business, so I knew he wouldn't surprise me by being home early. I closed the drapes, turned off my phone, stripped naked, and called Duke, our dog, into the living room. Becky wasn't answering her phone. I looked out of my window and saw that her car was still in the driveway, which meant she was probably in. So, since I needed to talk to her about the church fundraiser, I decided just to pop over. I sat on the edge of the sofa and spread my legs, tapping my pussy. Duke knew just what I wanted. I no longer needed peanut butter to tempt him to lick me. And seeing my pussy offered up to him, he padded over and started to lick me straight away. I sighed in relief. My husband's libido died years ago, and Duke's tongue was now my only source of male pleasure. Clutching the design for the fundraising flyer in my hand, I crossed the street and walked up to Becky's perfectly maintained driveway, past her flawless hydrangeas to her pristine front door, and pressed the bell. I ignored it. Duke's tongue felt so good, and I wasn't going to ruin this moment by answering my door. It's as if his doggy tongue was designed to lick pussy. It was long and wide, flexible, yet strong. When he lapped at me, the width of his tongue engulfed my entire vulva, pressing against me as he flicked back and forth in powerful, wet strokes. I was moaning aloud, lost in the pleasure of canine cunnilingus, and gasped loudly as he pushed his tongue into me, desperate to taste my depths. The sound of the door ringing again barely registered. After a second ring of her door, there was still no reply, but I knew she was in. Even through her closed drapes, I could tell the lights were on, and Becky was a stickler for not wasting electricity. Wondering if she was probably, maybe, in her back garden, I went round the rear of her house to her kitchen door. I love this moment. Duke becomes so desperate, so keen to lick me deep. His nose presses against my clit, and I can feel his teeth against my lips and his hot, panting breath washing over me. I can't help but buck against him, encouraging him, my dog, to eat me out. The garden was empty, so seeing the back door ajar, I let myself in. I was about to call out when I heard something from her lounge. It was a strange noise, like sort of panting. It's at this point I would normally come. Duke's animal lapping, sending my pussy into a powerful climax as his nose rubs my clit and his twisting, wriggling tongue strokes my G-spot. But today was going to be different.
Shock doesn't even begin to describe the sight that greeted me when I looked around the corner into Becky's lounge. There she was, utterly naked on her couch, legs spread wide open, and Duke, her black Labrador, licking her vagina.
I wanted to come, to climax on his strong tongue, to call out, good boy, make mommy come. But today, I wanted to go further, to experience more than just his tongue. To be truly fucked by a dog.
I just stood there, out of sight, peering around the corner, watching, both transfixed and shocked at the view of my neighbor, co-chair of the parish church committee. Being pleasured by a dog.
I knew Duke was excited. I knew that as he lapped away at my wet pussy, his red cock was starting to poke out from underneath him. But, like most men, a little more encouragement couldn't hurt. So, I pushed him away from my pussy and slid off the sofa onto the floor.
I was about to duck away and slip out of her house before she noticed I had discovered her dirty little secret, when I realized she was stopping. Becky crawled under Duke, under the dog. So he stood over her and slid his penis into her hand above her.
I was lying on my back, his doggy cock in my hand above me. It was so warm and thick, and I wanted it so much. This taboo fantasy was finally going to come true, I thought, as I raised my head and closed my lips around Duke's dick.
She was sucking him and giving the dog a blowjob. I couldn't believe it. I never thought Becky was capable of such utter perversion, such disgusting, filthy behavior.
Duke had pleasured me. Now it was only fair that I pleasured him. His cock was big, bigger than my husband's, and it felt amazing in my mouth. It throbbed and pulsed as I sucked, working my lips back and forth around him as he stood over me, panting.
She was clearly enjoying this depraved act. She parted her legs and started to touch herself as she sucked him, her hand working across her pussy, pleasuring herself as she pleasured her dog.
My wetness felt slippery between my fingers. Being this taboo was such a turn-on. I began to really get into this act of debauchery and pushed myself further onto his cock, taking it down my throat.
I could hear her taking him deeper, making herself gag on his cock. I watched, transfixed, as he, the dog, started to thrust, his back half pumping as he started to have sex with her mouth.
Duke clearly liked the feeling of my mouth as he started to fuck it, pumping back and forth, fucking my mouth as if it was a bitch's pussy. I could feel his weight, his power. It was slow at first, but quickly got faster and faster. It had been years since I had felt a cock hammering down my throat. And God, it felt so good.
The dog was humping away on her face, his back end pumping up and down as Becky moaned beneath him. The dog was so vigorous. He panted as he straddled her head in this disgraceful act of lust.
It was so thrilling, so nasty and disgusting. Years of pent-up sexual frustration were pouring out of me as I frantically rubbed my cunt, hard and fast, matching the speed of his doggy dick throat-fucking me.
I had the perfect view to see the dog's penis, its cock sliding in and out of her mouth, its balls bouncing, as drool slobbered from her mouth and she moaned in disgusting pleasure. It was then that I realized that somehow my hand had slipped between my own thighs.
It's hard to describe the sensation. Duke was pounding away, just using me. I've never felt so desired. No. Desired is the wrong word. It was pure animal lust. He wanted my mouth. He cared little for me, just to get in as deep as he could. I struggled to take him. He just rammed and rammed, thrusting and thrusting, not caring that I was gagging and spluttering.
I was dripping wet. Before I knew it, my hand had slipped down between my thighs, and I was rubbing the damp patch that was spreading across my crotch. I watched Becky's naked body juddering and shivering under her dog as he fucked her mouth with utter abandon. And I found that I was rubbing myself in rhythm to his thrusts.
His hammering was getting more and more frantic. I could taste his warm, watery doggy pre-cum. I'd watched enough canine porn to know that meant he might not soon. And that would be bad. Knotting in my mouth would get us stuck that way. Duke tied in my mouth with his dick down my throat. I might even choke.
I rubbed and rubbed. My pussy was tingling, and I spread my legs so I could play with my entire pussy, running my fingers from my taint to my clit. The sodden material of my leggings felt disgusting, which suited the vile sexual act before me.
Duke really didn't want to stop, and I didn't want him to either. The idea of his swollen cock pumping spurt after spurt of thin doggy spunk down my throat was making me rub my pussy so fast. But it was too risky. So, with effort, I pushed him away and reluctantly slid out from under him.
I was getting so carried away, enjoying how this perversion was getting me so wet, that I almost didn't duck back into cover in time when Becky crawled out from under her dog. Fortunately, she didn't spot me. She didn't notice me rubbing my puffy camel toe as she repositioned herself on all fours. I should have been disgusted. My best friend was clearly about to be mounted by her dog. But instead, I was turned on and excited to watch this display of scandalous bestiality.
Duke was clearly keen to get his dripping doggy cock back inside me. No sooner had I gotten on all fours, lowered my head and raised my ass to present my pussy to him, than he was mounting me, stabbing his bulbous dick at me as he desperately searched for my pussy.
It looked so natural. Two animals fucking. It's just that one was my best friend, and the other was her dog. His paws scrambled under him as his ass pounded away. I wondered if he had penetrated her when my question was answered, when she cried out with a yelp of pleasure. His doggy dick had obviously found its mark.
His thick cock slid in deep, its pointed end brushing against my cervix, his balls coming to rest against my clit. It was just as I imagined. No, better. He felt so big. He filled me utterly. And it felt hot, too. An intense heat throbbed inside me. But maybe that was me? I don't know. I lowered my head as far as it could go and submitted to him.
As his cock slid into her cunt, my fingers slid into my leggings and into my panties. If Becky was getting it in her wet pussy, then I was too, I thought to myself.
This was it. Weeks of building up to this moment, doing the unthinkable and making my nasty, taboo fantasy come true. Duke's fat cock pounded away inside me, its curved shape rubbing my G-spot as his balls slapped my clit. I was going to come quickly. I knew it. I couldn't hold back.
I rubbed my dripping pussy as the dog panted hard. Becky was moaning loudly, and from my viewpoint, I could see his cock rutting back and forth. Loud, wet sounds accompanied the sight of his balls flapping as his cock worked furiously in and out of her soaking pussy. Wetness was dripping and flicking as their genitals interlocked in a disgusting display of interspecies breeding.
I could feel his knot swelling with every thrust, the base of his canine cock expanding, stretching me and making me his. I wished I had put a mirror under us so I could see the sight of his dick sloppily pounding away at my needy fuckhole. But it was too late. All I could do was enjoy being used by my dog.
Her tone was changing. Her gasps were becoming more frequent. It sounded like she was close to coming. Her hand reached under her, her fingers feeling her pussy, his cock, the point where they became one. Fuck, I was so jealous of her.
This was it, the moment I had dreamed about, fantasized about, having a dog knot inside me. I could feel him hammering away, his mighty cock sliding back and forth with a loud, wet noise. But I was worried he'd slip out, his knot swelling outside me and unable to penetrate me. So, I started to encourage him.
I yanked my leggings down and around my thighs and my panties too, giving me much better access to my soaking pussy. And just in time too, because Becky started talking dirty to her dog.
Good boy. Good boy, Duke, I called out. Fuck me. Fuck me, doggy. Not inside me. Come on, not me. Get that big fat dog I got inside mommy. Give it to me. Give me that fucking canine cock. Come on, fuck me. I need your doggy come.
Her filthy words only drove me to finger fuck myself harder and deeper. I pounded two fingers inside myself as hard as I could, trying to recreate the power which the dog was fucking her with. The ball of my thumb was slamming against my clit, like his balls were to hers, and I had to bite my lip to stop myself from crying out loud and being discovered.
Then I felt it. His knot had swelled to such a size that it was trapped within me. It was now wider than the opening of my pussy and stuck inside me. But he just kept fucking, causing his swollen cock to tug inside me.
The tone of her moaning changed as if something was different about the way he was fucking her. As if it was now uncomfortable, maybe painful. But I didn't care. I wanted to see more. For them to come and to come myself. Fuck her. Fuck her hard, you nasty dog, I thought. Fuck that depraved woman, you fucking horny beast.
My pussy had never felt so full. His naughty cock fit perfectly, filling my hungry pussy in a way that was so satisfying that I can't describe it. His knot was rubbing my G-spot, and I could feel a mighty orgasm building.
Keep fucking. That's it. Good boy. Good doggy. Keep stuffing your canine cock in that disgusting dog whore. Make that filthy fucking woman come. Pump your doggy seed into her.
I wanted this so bad. I wanted him hard, fast, deep. I wanted him to pump his doggy seed into me. But it turned out I hadn't thought that. I'd actually heard it. I looked over my shoulder to discover Sophia, from across the road, was standing there watching me. Was it her voice I had heard?
In voyeuristic lust, the words had slipped out aloud, And now, Becky was looking right at me.
I was trapped. Pinned under Duke. His still fucking knot tied deep within me. Utter humiliation flooded me. Sophia was such a prude. What would she think, seeing me like this? Getting fucked hard on all fours by the family dog? My heart almost stopped. But Duke's thrusting dick restarted it. I don't know what I would have done next, but then I noticed it. Sophia? She was playing with herself and watching me and masturbating.
I'd been discovered. Caught watching her and fingering myself to her bestiality. The shock and embarrassment on her face was clear. And it must have been on mine, too. But I didn't move. I was transfixed. The dog was oblivious to our joint shame and just kept fucking. He kept hammering away at her cunt as he tried to breed her. And while he was still using her as his bitch, I kept fingering myself.
Duke's pounding made it hard to look over my shoulder. So I turned away, but now knew to look at the reflection of Sophia in the blank, black screen of the television. I could see her hand down her leggings, the telltale shape of her fingers rubbing her clit under the fabric. She was watching, masturbating, enjoying the sight of the dog mounting me, which made my cunt all the wetter.
Somehow, being discovered was thrilling. A link, a bond formed between us. And now, no longer needing to remain hidden, I started to pant and gasp aloud. I yanked my leggings down further, so that they were around my knees, exposing my pussy and clearly rubbing myself as Becky was brutally dog-fucked before me.
The timing was perfect. I could feel Duke coming. The watery pre-cum that was dribbling from my pussy was thicker and warmer. He was pumping his seed into me. I felt it filling me, flooding, and it pushed me over the edge. Yes, Duke. Good boy. Good doggy. Spunk in me. Breed me. Breed me, I called out.
Yes, fuck her. Empty your fucking balls in her womb. Fuck her, doggy. Fuck that stupid bitch.
Yes. Yes, I'm your bitch. Your bitch in heat. Breed me. Breed me.
Mate with her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Come so deep in her fucking pussy that she can fucking taste it.
Her words flooded my mind. I wanted his cum so much. I felt my pussy contract. Pulses fired through my body. My toes curled. And I came harder than I ever had in my whole life. I could feel every inch of him, every vein, every throb and twitch. I came in slow motion. I was gritting my teeth and digging my fingers into the carpet.
Her whole body shuddered. I could see that she was climaxing hard, and the moan she emitted was feral. She sounded more like the animal fucking her than the woman before me. And the sight of her coming on the dog's cock triggered my own orgasm.
Duke had finished coming himself and now stood over me, tied inside me, panting. I slid my hand up between my legs and rubbed myself, playing with my clit as Sophia did the same. A filthy cocktail of my juice and dog cum was dribbling from my knotted cunt and rubbing over my fingers as I finished myself off again.
My orgasm took me by surprise. It had been years since I had experienced one, and it was almost painful. I could hear how wet I was as I frantically worked my fingers back and forth across my throbbing clit. My knees gave way, and I slid down the wall, still pounding myself as I screamed in surprised joy.
As my fingers cleared from coming so hard, I realized I could hear Sophia climaxing now. She yelped desperately, and I looked up at her reflection to see her sitting at the bottom of the wall, thighs spread as far as she could, with her leggings around her knees and her fingering herself like a teenage girl who had just discovered how to pleasure herself.
I felt exhausted. As the last pulses of my orgasm faded, I just lay there, looking across at Becky, still under her dog, their locked genitals dripping with the aftermath of their bestial fucking.
The room went quiet. The only noise was Duke panting softly as he waited for his knot to subside so he could uncouple and continue the day as a normal family dog and not my forbidden lover. Sophia lay in a heap, legs still spread, as we looked at each other. All three of us were very, very happy.